Okay, Rabbi Sayer, I thank you all for coming. We're going to try with Es Hashem Yisbarach to begin the shiur now on what we're referring to as technology. There are handouts on the Bima. The first shiur is called Technology and Halacha, How Can We Live With It? What's the Halacha? Okay, it's going to be a three-part series, as I just mentioned. Each shiur is somewhat independent, but they are definitely interdependent as well. Okay, I'd like to also, on Leil Shavuos, we made the shiur Lila Nishmas Yosef Shlomo Rafal, which is a dear friend and a friend of everybody in Chicago, Rabbi Buzzy Klein, doing the same thing tonight as well. Okay. We have a shaila gedoyla. Here's the shaila. The shaila is like this. Vanias daiti, this is the biggest shaila right now pertaining to Klal Yisrael. I'll tell you why. It's negeir to ketanim, it's negeir to ketanois, boys and girls. It's negeir to bachurim and bachurois, teenagers, anoshim and anoshim, men and women. It's a get to limit a Torah, it's a get to be an Adam L'Rabboi, it's a get to be an Adam L'Chayrov, it's between a child and his parents, between a man and his friends, between Adam L'Ishtoi, between a man and his wife, between Adam L'Lodov, between a man and his children, and of course it's between Adam L'Mokob. So there's no shiloh like this. It really covers the gamut of any type of relationship that a person has. And with any inyan that there is, the more you learn the inyan lahalacha, the better havana you have about a subject. And with more havana, a person has more kayach to stand up to the issue. And to be masliach. So, as Hashem Yisbarach, Rabbi say, let's try to be masliach. Okay, there's a pasuk in Yeshaya. This is page 1. Paragraph 1, those people are listening, I will try to read the word slowly. We're in Yeshaya Lamed Gimel Pasuk Tes Vav, where Yeshaya talks about certain milas that people have. At the end of Pasuk Tes Vav, he says, one of the milas is, Oitzem Einov Meirois Bira, closing your eyes from seeing that which is bad. Hu Meroimim, the Pasuk says in Pasuk Tes Zayin, Hu Meroimim, you'll be uplifted. So it seems from the Pasuk that there's a mila for a person to be an oitzim einov. Person's an oitzim einov, it's a mila. Now, the way we work in Klal Yisrael is, there's a pasuk in Navi, and then there's a chazal, very often, that explains the pasuk. So there's a gemara in Makis, on the last Amud Aleph in Makis, where the gemara quotes this pasuk, and talks about a concept of the Torah, and six Yesodos, that six principles that people should hold on to. Whatever the understanding of that is, it's not for shiur tonight. And the Gemara is like this, in paragraph 2, the end of the third line from the bottom, it says, V'yitzam einu meros bera. What does this refer to? Ki Rabchia Barabba. Yom Rabchia Barabba. And Amoira, the same shot in the Pasuk. Oitzam einu meros bera refers to someone who does not stare at women while women are involved in washing clothing. Now, I do not know the answer as to how Rav Chiya Bar Abba knew that this is the pshat in the pasuk. I don't know how that works. Maybe it was a Kabbalah from his Rebbe. Maybe he had it Beruach HaKodesh. I don't know how that works. But Rav Chiya Bar Abba is saying the pshat in the pasuk is that someone who's not mistakel benoshim b'shoa shoyim daisal akrisa. That's the Gemara in Makis, and that's what the Amira of Chiya Bar Abba adds to pshat in the pasuk. Then, the Gemara in Bava Basra and Daf Nun Zayin quotes the same Amira. It says, we'll talk about the Gemara in a moment, but I just want to show you the quotation right now in the third line of paragraph 3. Same Adiyama, same Gemara, same Pasuk. Okay, now, we're not going to do paragraph 4 yet. We're going to come back to it. Turn over to page 2. I'd like to learn two halachas in Klesha Mishpat. Now, I would like to also mention at this juncture that this shiur is not a musa shmuz. The shiur is learning la halacha, a very challenging sugya. And we're going to see, you're allowed to have your input, and you can disagree with me about anybody have anything I want to say. But right now I'd like to begin with paragraph 5 on page 2, which is halacha in Cheshen Mishpat and Simen Kuf Samach Aleph. And Simen Kuf Samach Aleph. So it says like this. Echan me'ashutim b'chotze shebikesh l'amid b'behem o'rechayim. People used to live where they had a common courtyard. People had a common courtyard. And in that common courtyard was like a room where many things were done in that courtyard. Cooking was done in that courtyard. People didn't have ventilation in their homes very often. Echan me'ashutim b'chotze shebikesh l'amid b'behem o'rechayim o'legadol b'tanagoylim chaberum akibolov. Depending upon what a person wants to do in the chatzar, one of the partners, meaning one of the tenants who's sharing that common area, can stop him. Things that people don't normally do in their chatzeros, in their courtyards, each partner has a right to stop the other person from doing it. Example, Rabbi Isai, I don't know how many people heard this or not, but there happened to have been fireworks last night, in case you didn't know about it. And the night before, there were fireworks. And on my block, the police came because people were lighting fireworks in the park, and the police made them leave. And that's because people don't have rights to make noise, even on the 4th of July, wherever they would like to make noise. So the same thing happened in those days, even though it's a park, it's not in anybody's house, but it's right near a bunch of homes. And the same thing applied to different things in the courtyard. What about kvisa, washing? Washing, you can't stop your neighbors from washing if they want to wash in the courtyard. Why? Because the alternative is to go down to the river. In order to go down to the river, person has to bend over. Person has to bend over. It's going to be bazillion for the women. It's going to be embarrassing. Again, there are handouts on the beam if anybody wants. Therefore, if women decide that they want to wash their clothing in the courtyard, the other people in the courtyard cannot stop them from doing that because their alternative is go to the river. Go to the river is going to be a bazillion. Says the Sma, an unbelievable halacha in paragraph 6. Mishum hachi afilu ha-minig be'ir shebedosei mechapsin al-anar. Let's say you live in a city where the women, in fact, they don't maintain the laws of tzius, and they go down to the river to wash the clothing. Somebody says, I don't want to wash the clothing at the river. I want to wash my clothing in the courtyard. I don't want my daughter to be embarrassed. He can do that. And therefore, you don't follow a minig garua. It's a minig garua that the women are at the river washing clothing. And therefore, a person can say, even though that's what people do in this city, I don't want to do it. And they can force the shutfim to allow them to wash the clothing. Interesting, just for one more moment, once we're here, the Rama says, L'chein b'mokam sh'anoshim k'yusim v'lek ha'itayim v'yuchel l'mchayis afil l'noshim. I don't know where this city existed, but if the men did the laundry, then the women can't say we want to do the laundry in the courtyard, because the neighbors can say the men do the laundry, not the women, so therefore we're not letting the women do the... Even though it's not nice for a woman to do the laundry at the river, good. So the women don't do it in this city. The men do it, so let the men do it. Okay. Derech Agav. For those men who have who do laundry, there's a minig that men used to do laundry. Okay. Now, and there's one more halacha, paragraph 7 here, which is another halacha in Shulchan Aruch, Simin Sin Shin Sadegimel. Now, I just give you a quick background here for a moment. If somebody has a rishus to bring something in, hechnisan b'rishus, somebody brings fruits into a courtyard, and the Balei Chatzer did not watch the fruits, and the animal of the person, okay, you know what, let's read it. Hechnisan b'rishus v'nichu Balei Chatzer ezesher sheyu b'chatzer l'shoymer v'achlosan behema shabala bayis v'husko b'achilosan b'alaperos eschayim. If somebody puts fruits with permission inside a courtyard and an animal that is owned by one of the people in the courtyard eats the fruits, Shekivan, Shira, Behemo, Echelas, Devar, Mazikin, Lov, Enicho, Chayiv. The person who put the fruits in there should have taken the fruits away or chased the animal away. Because even though they have permission to put the fruits in there, they don't have permission to allow an animal to eat them and the animal will get hurt. However, However, there was a woman who went into the courtyard. And what'd she do? She went into the courtyard of her neighbor's lolosh to knead for the left face and to bake. And the men walked out of the courtyard because they didn't want to look at the woman. And therefore, an animal ate the fruits. That woman's obligated to pay. Why? Because a person who brought the fruits into the courtyard and sees there's a woman there kneading dough, he has to leave the courtyard. And if he leaves the courtyard, he has no responsibility for an animal eating too much fruit. Because when there's a woman kneading, she's also going to be in a compromised position. And therefore the men are not allowed to be there. Therefore, if the men leave, she takes on the obligation right now of making sure that nothing happens to animals who eat too much fruit. I'm bringing this out, Rabbi said, to show you the following. The halacha that we're about to learn right now is mentioned both in the Rambam, in the Tor, and in the Shulchan Aruch. And it means like this. If times change, and the basic principle of tznius is downgraded, the halacha does not change. The halacha does not change. Now, that means the following. The Rambam brings down in paragraph, we have it here in paragraph 9, the Rambam is in Isurei Bia. Also, you're not allowed to steer at women while they are washing. The Tor in Ebenezer, Chof Aleph Aleph, right below in paragraph 10 says, also, where it's underlined. Same thing in paragraph 11, this is the Mechaber and Shulchan Aruch, where it's underlined, also, l'stakel b'noshim b'sho'im dois ala kvisa. So the halacha that is mentioned by Reb Chiya Bar Abba, in an explanation of a pasuk in Yeshaya, as we began this year, that is brought down the halacha that a person is not permitted to watch a woman when she is engaged in washing clothing, and that's how we learn pshat in the pasuk in Yeshaya. This goes back to a pasuk in Yeshaya once again. Oitz amein of someone who closes his eyes, miros bira means from watching a person who's involved, a woman who's involved in washing clothing. Okay, now, ad kan, if you want to call it, this is the hagdama. It's aser to stare at a woman who's washing clothing, and by the way, the Rabbeinu Gershom says it makes no difference, Jewish or non-Jewish, you're not allowed to stare at a woman while she's engaged in washing clothing.
Okay. It's not an issue of tznius.
It is an issue of tznius, for sure it's an issue of tznius.
She's dressed tzanua.
What?
Are we talking when she's dressed tzanua?
Even if she's dressed tzanua, bending down into compromised positions while she's bending over to wash clothing in the river is someone who you should not stare at. The woman who's not clothed properly, doesn't make any difference what she's doing. But we're talking about a woman, who, even if she is clothed properly, but because of the position that she's in, will be a compromised position for her, therefore it's going to be a problem for anybody to look at her while she's washing clothing.
And Yeshaya was talking about halacha, not ma'ilu.
We are talking straight halacha. The Rambam is not talking about, this is not Musar. The Rambam is in Isurei Bia. The Tor and the Mechaber are both in Ebenezer. This is halacha l'maisa. To stare at a woman who's in a compromised position is something that's also to do. That's based off the pasuk in Yeshaya, based off Reb Chiya Bar Abba, based off the Gemara Makis, based off the Gemara Bava Basra, which is, again, quoted by the Rambam, the Tor, and the Mechab. Okay, now we got to look at the Gemara here. Now, this Gemara is going to be the thrust of the Shir. Go back now to page 1, paragraph 3 and 4. Yeah, we're going to learn a Gemara now, Rabbi Say. The Shir is going to be made up right now of two Gemaras. One Gemara is going to be in Bava Basra, one Gemara is going to be in Psachim, and we're going to see how Chazal understand the sugya based on the pasuk. Okay, paragraph 3. Om Rav Yechon Mishum Rav Benoah, this is what we just learned, Halacha. V'chol shutfim akvin zezeh, partners, neighbors who live in a courtyard together, they can stop each other. Chutz ben akvisa, they can't stop someone from doing laundry in the kvisa. Shein darkin shabbos yeshol is bazaz al kvisa. It's not proper for Benoah Yisrael to be in such a compromised position of embarrassing themselves. Now, stop. Says the Gemara of Yaitza Meina of Meros Bera, Omer of Chia Bera, Abba Zashay Mestakel Benoshim. This is the person who doesn't steer women, Meshosh Shoyim Desalakvis. Now the Gemara examines this situation. Hey Chidomi, what is Reb Chia Bera talking about? E di Ika Dakach Rito, if there's another way to walk and to avoid the river where the women are washing clothing, So what do you mean that if somebody closes his eyes and doesn't look, so he's going to be considered, as we said in the Pasuk, Mereimim Yishkoi. What does that mean? If there's another way to walk, Rasha. He's a Rasha. Now what in the world does that mean, he's a Rasha? Zokta Rashbam. Rashbam says like this. Rashbams, which are underlined right now, the third line first. In Dakalus Basis, Yitzchichon Lamed Shom Yechifois Legali Shoik Lamed Benar. That's the question you were asking before, whether some parts of the body are uncovered or not. It's a whole big tumult over here, but not going to focus on that right now. He's walking along the riverbed. He should not be staring at them. Hechidomi, says the Rashbam. What are we talking about? The Mishnabeach Beikra. The Kra is praising this person. If he closes his eyes, the Mashma. It's Mashma that if he doesn't close his eyes, Eino lo tzadik v'lo rasha. He's not a tzadik, he's not a rasha, it's neutral. If he closes his eyes, it's a shevach. So Gemara says, what are we talking about? If there's another way to walk, the Ozel Bahach, and he goes by the river where women are washing clothing, rasha hu. Here's a Rashbam. He's a rasha. It's a very strong word, Rabbi Yisrael. Rasha hu. V'yafal pi she'oitzem einov. He closes his eyes. Why is he a rasha? He closes his eyes. The famous Rashbam, Shohoyeloi Lekari, if he should not have gotten close to this spot, Elohachik Men Aveira Dekaimalon Chulin Hachik Men Akir. Okay, everybody say, here's Halacha L'maisa. We're going to see this as the Shia develops. So this Rashbam is incredibly important. If a person walks by a place where women are in a compromised position and he does not look at them, he closes his eyes the entire time, that person is called a Rasha. A Rasha? What did he do? What did he do? Why is he a Rasha? His eyes are closed. He's a Rasha, because he shouldn't have walked there. Says the Gemara Vayter, so that can't be the pshat in the pasuk. Idikadak achrita Rasha. Idilekadak achrita, if there's no other way to walk, Idilekadak achrita onusu. He's an onus. What can he do? What should he do? There's no other way to walk. So tomorrow the Olam, Dilekadak achrita. There is no other way to walk. Filohachi mi boy le lemenus nafshe. What does this mean? Says the Rashbam. Onesu, three lines from the bottom. Imistakel derech halichoso, if he stares as he's walking, v'yoynes rachmona patre, and there's no other way to go, therefore he's part to go, there's an oynes. V'lam maskiko akosel hatzameinav, so why did the Navi say to close his eyes? What's the problem? Mishabech lekro, the Kra is praising him. Because he closed his eyes, the tzarech hatzameinav, what's the problem? Why does he have to close his eyes? He's an onus. Lamenis nafshe, says Rashbam, v'hatois einov l'tzad acher. He should move his eyes to the side. V'hainu shabeach beikro, the onis nafshe, if he forces himself to turn his eyes away, which is not normative human behavior, because when a person is walking, their eyes are straight, and when their eyes are straight, in their vision they see, wherever their peripheral vision is, they see, and it's very, very, it's challenging to walk like this. It's challenging to turn your head. So if the person turns their head, when they had no other way to go, then that person is, we are Meshabeach the person. Chosid. That person is considered a chosid. Okay, now, with this in mind, Rabbi Yisrael, please turn now to page 3, the bottom of page 3. Now we got to learn the Marsha. And then we'll start putting things together. Marshal's in the bottom paragraph, paragraph 15. Idika Dakachrino says the Marshal the following. V'yagufu dekro loy sakshi lehochi. Marshal wants to know, why did the Gemara have to wait for Abchia Barabba? We have a Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Oitzameino mirois bera, somebody closes his eyes, mirois bera, from looking away at bad things, humeroimim. So Gemara should have said, we got a Pasuk. What's the Pasuk talking about? Dakachrina, not Dakachrina. What's the pasuk talking about? That's the Marsha's kasha. So the Marsha says no. Because if we wouldn't have Rav Chiya Bar Abba who says this person's walking to the place where the women are washing clothing, he said like this. If I would have not had the pasuk, I would have said, the Eikel Lukma, I could say, the Ayri Bi Yoshev, a guy sitting on his front porch minding his own business. He's sitting there. When people used to have porches, and people used to sit outside in the porches. Person sitting on the porch, minding his own business, learning, whatever he's doing, talking to his wife. V'dava er v'hoylech l'fadav. And a woman walks by in a situation in which she is compromised. I have no kavanah. I'm sitting in my mind in my own business, and a woman walks by, not dressed properly. What do you want from my life? The kach yeshal la'atzameinav. He should close his eyes. That's what I would say. The pasuk is talking about. I'm not doing anything. So if that person closes his eyes, that's a milah for him. But now that we say he's walking on the riverbank, Tikshi Shapir, what's he doing there? If he has another way to walk, Harihu. Now look what the Marsha says. If he has another way to walk, Hari Miskavan Lavera, Virusha Mikri. Why? Al Hiluchai Sham Klal. Why are you walking there? Why are you going there? Why are you going there? Then Oitzamemav is not enough because you had no right to go there to begin with. Okay, Rabbi, say everybody can have their own Misholim here. I'm just giving you an example. When people have two routes to walk, one route is by a public swimming pool, and one route is on a street. So I'm going to close my eyes when I walk by the public swimming pool. The public swimming pool is open to the street, and people can see. So if you have, again, if there's darker achrina, if there's another way to go, so then going this way, even with your eyes closed, the person's going to be a rusher. That's what we're talking about now. That's what it means. Jeshla da kachrina, ain't like da kachrina.
If it's longer.
Okay, I didn't talk about if it's longer yet. Jeshla da kachrina, pashas means it's the same route. So now, with that in mind, we understand what the Rashba meant. Hachik min akir. Hachik min akir. So now, let's take the Gemara and put it back together again for a second. If a person is walking in a situation where there's a dakachrina and he closes his eyes the entire time, he's called the rusher. If there's no other way to walk, it's mutter kolayna shachmana patri. But to be a chosid and to get the praise of the pasuk in Yeshaya, then even in that case, the person should close his eyes. Now, these halachas are not explicitly in Shulchan Aruch. That's what we're going to talk about right now. These halachas are not explicitly in Shulchan Aruch. Now, those people listening or watching who may not be Chicagoans, you know, for a while, HaKadosh Baruch Hu changed Baruch Hashem, and he changed the... But when people were driving, I used to comment about it all the time, when you used to drive to the Midwest Conference Center, and that there was that highway, for a while, the billboards on that highway were rated, whatever you want to say, but they were rated, that's for sure, they were rated. And very difficult to drive and turn your eyes away. Might be dangerous to drive and turn your eyes away. So the question was there Dak Achrina? You can go Mannheim. Mannheim was another 10 minutes on the trip. And then people said that Mannheim also had the same billboard, so it really didn't make much of a difference. Now, should you say, well, maybe you shouldn't go to the Chasana? Who said you go to the Chasana? So I'm bringing this out, Rabbi Yisrael, as halacha. I'm not bringing this out as musar. We'll see as we engage further in this year, and especially in next week's year as well. But that's what's going on here from this sugya. That's the first sugya in Bava Basra. Now, there's another sugya. The Gemara in Pesachim. This is something which is really not relevant to us so much, Bizmanenu. But the time of Chazal, we're on page 4 right now, if a person is sitting minding his own business, and the fragrance of people worshipping Avodah Zarah with incense comes wafting through his window. So he's not moving anywhere. He didn't go anywhere towards the Avodah Zarah. And the Avodah Zarah comes to him. So what's the halach? Hano habal lo liyodim bal korchoi. This is a big sugya. When you learn this Gemara in Pesachim, and yeshivas in Perikol Shah, Lakewood, we learned that it was in the Seder and the cycle in Lakewood. I don't know how much you come out spending time halach alamais on this Gemara. I only learned it once, and yeshiva could be very, it could be now that people spend a lot of time on it, halacha l'maisa. So Abaye says it's mutter, and Rava says it's awesome. So Gemara has a whole shaila now. What's going on in this case? The Gemara has the following terminology. Efsher become a chavein, lo efsher become a chavein. If it was possible to go somewhere else and you could avoid this fragrance, efsher. And instead of avoiding the fragrance, you're there, become a chaven, you have a kavanah tamanof in the fragrance. Lo yefshir, it was not possible to avoid the fragrance. But nevertheless, become a chavein, and you have a noah to enjoy the fragrance, kuli amalei pligi diyasa. That's awesome. No question about it, that's awesome. That's awesome. Loy efshir, it was impossible to avoid the fragrance. Veloy mechavein, and you have no kavana for the fragrance, kuli amalei pligi, everybody holds it's mutter. It's mutter. He pligi, where's the machleika? It's the efshir. Veloy mechavein, where it's possible to leave, and he's not mechavein. That's the machloikis. That's the machloikis tanoim, based on a machloikis. Amroim have a machloikis based on tanoim, back and forth. At the bottom paragraph, the Rosh puts together the whole sugya. On the second line where it's underlined, he said like this: Ef shivakom mechavein in paragraph 18, if it's possible to avoid it, and he was mechavein, lo yefshir, it was not possible to come mechavein, kuli amalei pligi diyos, everybody else, it's awesome. Lo yefshir, if it was not possible, v'loim become mechavein, kuli amalei pligi dishari. Umairi says the Rosh that we're talking about, that it was not a psikresha, meaning that it was avoidable. Kegoyin sheyochol listayim nechira, if he can close up his nostrils. Shal yehenem en areyach, and he won't smell the reyach. Because if it's a psikresha is considered like mechavein, that's going to be awesome. Then, the Rosh says, three lines from the bottom, the ikah the amri, which is a dot, Efshir v'loy mechavein, if it's possible to avoid it, and he does not have kavana, that's a machlekes of Yudah Rav Shimon. Ki pligi, d'loy efshir v'loy mechavein, where it's not possible, and he has kavana. Abaye says it's muta, and Rava says it's asur, v'kaimel and kerava, and we hold like Rava. That means, again, that it's loy efshir v'loy mechavein, Abaye says it's muta, Rava says it's asur, and we hold like Rava. Okay, now, turn the page, please. And here's where we go, Rabbi Say. We have a Mishnah Berurah here. Mishnah Berurah meaning in Sefer Chafetz Chaim. Now, I have to tell you the truth. I don't know what it was like when you were growing up. I'll tell you what it was like when I was growing up, before Chafetz Chaim Heritage Foundation, before people made Lashon Hara something that you talked about. Very few people spoke about it. Everybody was, you know, I don't want to say it was a free-for-all, Chas V'Shalom, but the halakhas were not that well-known. Let's put it like that. Halakhas were not that well-known. Okay, there was Zichah Yechidim, there was Zichah Tzadikim. People started learning it a little bit when I was in Yeshiva. When I was in Lakewood, I think on Monday mornings they made a Kabbalah, Rachman al-Aslan, after there was a tragedy in Yeshiva, that a Monday morning during Halacha Seder, instead of learning Mishnah Berurah, people should learn Sefer Chafetz Chaim. I can't tell you how many people did it. I don't know if it's still up on the schedule. Probably is. But Maisa was not. Now, Baruch Hashem, there's a much greater awareness, the heightened awareness. But look at what the Chafetz Chaim says here. And Sefer Chafetz Chaim, Atanachzal Nyanenu, the Mashiach Sav the Masiv Beis, the Afilu Shmiyas Lashon Hara Issa Taira. There's an Issa Taira to listen to Lashon Hara. Hainu Leilech Vilishmaya. That means to go and to listen. Avam Yasha Bechaburas Anoshim, he was sitting among a group of people, Shinas Kapsal and Yinma, who gathered together to talk about business, whatever the situation was. Vishilu David Varam Asurim, they started talking about Lashon Hara. Fumishah. And he understands. He assumes. Shadivri techacht, if he tells him to stop talking Lashon Hara, will not help Mu'umah at all. Tali bezeh. You know, we don't appreciate the Chafetz Chaim. I mean, I shouldn't say we. I guess I'll talk about me. You know, Chafetz Chaim wrote a sefer. There was no sefer written like this before him. He had to know Kol HaTorah Kula, all the Shas, Bavli and Yerushalmi. He picked it out. He collated it. He put it all together. Now, you're learning a sugya in Psachim. The sugya in Psachim is talking about smelling the fragrance of Avodah Zarah. So what's it doing in Sefer Chafetz Chaim? Sefer Chafetz Chaim, the person is stuck in the middle of a situation that he can't get out of. So Sefer Chafetz Chaim, Em ef shaloi leilech, maybe see boss, somebody can get up and walk out. Or laniach etzboi v'yaznav. Okay, who's going to do that? Oh, look at that from me over there. He put his fingers in his ears. L'niach etzboi v'yaznov mitzurabu huayse b'zeh. It's a gevaldik a mitzvah. Get up and walk out, or put your fingers in your ears. K'moy shamu chazal b'ksubis. Fine. Avol e'efshir loy li'shav b'misibah. Somebody can't get out. You see the words. Efshir and e'efshir. U'mishav yasvo sheitzu du d'rachos etzboi v'yaznov gam kin koshol l'mioi b'nei shilu go lov. The people are going to laugh at him. He's not going to be able to do it. He's not going to be able to do it. He can't put his fingers in his ears. So what should he do now? Al kaponim yira oz lezareis es atzmoy lahamid al nafshoy bi eis tzora. Because we hear this is an eis tzora. We call an eis tzora, Rachman al san, young people are dying. That's an eis tzora. It is an eis tzora, terrible eis tzora. Terrible eis tzora. So after the time, an eis tzora is when you're sitting in a situation where the people around you are talking lashon hara. That's an eis tzora. Who calls that an eis tzora? Eis tzora. Many people call it eis enjoyable. Gishmak. Gishmak, they say over Gishmak and stuff about people. No, it's an eis tzora. And then the Chofetz Chaim says unbelievable words. V'lilchoy milchemes Hashem mitzra. Milchemes Hashem, not a milchemes reshus. You're engaged in a milchemes, you're engaged in warfare. This is warfare. You're sitting in a room, until now people are talking about stocks, and now they start talking about lashon hara. You can't get up, you can't get out, you can't put your fingers in your ears. You are stuck. And the eis tzora is saying, listen, it's Gishmak. That's an eis tzora. And you got to fight. Now, everybody say, Sefer Chofetz Chaim is a halacha sefer. I haven't said one word of musa. There's no musa here, but I'm learning halacha here. A person is stuck in a halachic situation. So what should he do? Rabbi, you want to hear about stuck in a situation? I'll tell you, stuck in a situation. A person is working on themselves very hard that they should lose weight. And somebody puts down a plate of Oreo cookies in front of you. And you can't get up. And you can't get out. And you can't put your fingers in your mouth to stop yourself from eating. Okay, you're in a mucham. Okay, if I would tell you the person had diabetes, rachman al tzan, that's a real mucham. It's a real mucham. Has to control themselves. This is called a lulchaim mulchemes Hashem Yitzra. Kedesh Yikosh al-Kaponim Yitzra Raisa. Well, is that Tzara Shloisha Pratim? Now look at this. There are three Pratim that you need. Here we go. That person should be Zohar. Number one, Yachlit b'nafshei b'heskim gomash l'olaham l'dibri aginus. I don't believe it. Number two, lo yia necholei b'shmiya sipurei marsurim o'ela. You should not enjoy them. You should not enjoy them. Now what in the world does it have to do with us? You should not enjoy them. Let's get it straight now. It's EF shirt. You can't leave. You can't jump out the train, you can't jump out the plane, and you can't put your fingers in your ears because you can't do it. So you have to make sure that you don't believe it. Yachlo v'nashay b'esim gomot, you don't believe it. Number two is, you should not have ano. Lo yia nechalei b'shasi b'reim asur meila. Don't have ano. Don't have ano. Rav Broya Zatzal told a person in the shul, was one of the original members of the shul, he told him when he was in the army, he said that if you have to eat the meat that they serve you, imagine there was no kosher food in the American army, he was in Korea, he says, okay, but don't suck the bones. So Rav Broya told him, don't suck the bones. So you think, don't suck the bones. So it says here, what? Lo yeh necholei b'shas b'shmiya sipurei ma'asur me'ilah. There's a yud dalit. Zokt the Mishnah Berurah now the Ber Mayim Chayim. Fek the Chofetz Chaim. For who? This, what I just said to you right now, before I asked you the kasha, says the Chofetz Chaim, who they are seen in? B'psachim. This whole halacha I just told you right now was a Gemara in P'sachim. Again, the Torah is all one. It all blends into a symphony. If you want to discuss Avodah Zarah, you can extrapolate from it to Lashon Hara. Inhaling the fragrance of Lashon Hara, incense, is equivalent to sitting on a train, on a plane, in a boardroom, where people start talking Lashon Hara. We just read the Gemara, Bayam Muteresh Rav Masura, says the Mishnah Berurah, everything was in front of the Chofetz Chaim. Biyadua says the Mishnah Berurah is underlined the Hilchos Sukkah Rava. The halacha is like Rava, who holds that what? Why Efshev Kamechavein is Asur. Therefore, says the Mishnah Berurah, when it's not possible, and you are Mechavein, it's Asur. So over here also, even though it's not possible, we grant you that. But don't be Mechavein to have Ano. That's the halacha of Rava. Nimso is underlined. Why Efshir v'loy mechavein? If a person is not Efshir and he was not mechavein, or Efshir v'loy mechavein, it's Shari. That's mutter. Okay, now, turn the page. It says the Mishnah Berurah now in paragraph 26. Let's make the cheshbon outside for a second, if we can, before we see the Mishnah Berurah, Chofetz Chaim inside. It says now that if a person is in a situation where it's loyefsher, it's not possible, become a chavein, it's a problem. It's a problem. Okay, fine. But it also says here that what? As we just read, that the halacha is that the person cannot have any anor. He has to make up his mind. Should not be nichole. Not be nichole. Fine. Says the Mishnah Berurah in paragraph 26. V'yein lahakshoyis. Don't ask me a kasha from the Gemara and Psochim to the Gemara and Baba Basra. My dechsiv, it says in the Baba Basra. Now, Abayisai, again. We have a halacha in Psochim. The Mishnah Berurah extrapolates the Ilkha Lashon Hara. And now he goes back to Baba Basra. Says like this. V'yein lahakshos al sugi yizu mihad armina baba basra. Ma'idok siv yoytza meina v'rois bera. Zeh sheina mishtakel b'noshim. Okay, good. Fine. Sorry. V'yein lahakshos al sugi yizu mihad armina baba basra. Ma'idok siv yoytza meina v'rois bera. Zeh sheina mishtakel b'noshim. Somebody's not mishtakel b'noshim. B'shosha ma'idok. V'yisa kaparach ha'gemara. And the Gemara wants to know, hey, he dummy, the Gemara we just went through. Upirish. Turn over the page, please. Well, Pirish. And the Gemara says, Pirish Rashbam, the Rasha who, Afal Pishu, Aitzameinav, even he closes his eyes, he's a Rasha. Well, Hayalalas, Karib, Bahai Derech. Imkain Hocha, says the Mishnah Berurah in the fourth line. Hocha Nami, Amai Paskin on the F Shavaloi Machave. That means, Shef Shavaloi Leilich, where it's possible to go. Derech Acher, and he's not full Yifka be Isser Hanoshal Vedekachov and Mazolas who Hoylech Bederech Zu. He goes this way. Kivanchu Hoylech the Darkov Yenu Mechav and Lahanoi Shori. When it comes to Avodah Zorah, Efshir, it's Efshir to go another way, but he's not Mechav ain't to have any Hano. It's mutter. And not only is it mutter Avodah Kachovim. It's mutter roli surim, says the Mishnah Berurah, quoting a shach in Yeridaya. Umanasharin and Huafilum Roya Vishameya Canal. Vahocha Baba Basar Karino Agamara Rosha Lapirish Rashbam. How can it say in the Gemara and Psachim if it's Efshah to avoid it, but you don't have any Kavanah, it's okay? The Gemara Baba Basar says if it's Efshah to avoid it and you close your eyes, you're a Rosha. So the Mishnah Berurah says a stira. That's the Chofetz Chaim's kasha. And then the Chofetz Chaim asks noch a kasha. Where's the halacha that even if it's loy efshir, there's no dak achrina, where you're an oinis, nevertheless, it's still a mile to close your eyes. What happened to that in the Gemara Pesachim? What's going on here? What's going on? That's what the Chofetz Chaim's kasha is. Turn over to page 8. I want you to see these words, and now we're going to begin. Talk to Mishnah Berurah, Chofetz Chaim. Vayante harbe b'hai kushya. I was mayan a lot in this kasha. No one knows what that means. Nights, weeks, months. Vayante harbe b'hai kushya. The only thing that bothers me is that the Mishnah Berurah began with the ein lahakshos. I don't know what that means. Don't ask. Like, don't ask usually means it's not shver. And then he says vayante. I don't know. Like, he should have started v'tema. V'tema. Okay. I don't know what the answer is to that. Vayante harbe b'hai kushya v'nirali. This is the thrust of the first two shurim we'll be giving, tonight's shir and next week's shir. Svaras HaGemara is, Debarayas, when it comes to Arayas, okay, Rabbi, I did a switch this year. This is the first time I'm giving over the Shua Shiurim for men. I usually only give it over for women who don't come at night. This year I decided to give it over for men because I feel that as I started off that this is mamish the nesoyin of the door. That's A. That's the first change I'm making. The second change I'm making is that the subject matter tonight is somewhat sensitive. And normally during the winter when we have shurim that are nogeya to shevavim, we talk about very sensitive issues. I do not allow taping. But tonight I'm changing that as well. The subject matter is sensitive, but the subject matter, I just hold it so important that for the people who can't make it, I'm even having it right now, it's on Torah anytime. So I'm going to translate the words to the best of my ability and try to retain the sensitivity that we're talking about. So Gemara's like this. Chavos Chaim's like this. Venerally, the Svaras HaGemara, the Barayas, when it comes to Arayas, Neshe Nafshe Shalodom Machamdosom Tzorach L'Hachmer Yosef. The Svaras HaGemara is that by Arayas, Nafshe Shalodom Mechamdosom. What does Nafshe Shalodom Mechamdosom mean? Does anyone want to translate those words? The soul of a person is what's Mechamdosom. Everybody's going like this. Yeah. Okay. What's an English word? Give me an English word. What? Desires. It's more than desires. Gravitates. He gravitates any desires, and he does more than that also. Okay? Chemdosam. Hot. Heat. Chemda. You have to be more machmir. That means more than avodah zarah, you got to be machmir. Even though the person says to himself, no, I'm not lichalei, I don't want to have this, I know. Pen yizgabi yitzroelov, bal korchoi, v'yovoi laharer ha'yideze. By Arayas, there's a chshash, a big chshash. Yizgabi yitzroelov, one's yitzahor will overpower him, bal korchoi, v'yovoi laharer ha'yideze, and he will come to Yehurim. We're going to be talking about that soon. V'chein matzino b'kam enyonim. Shechmiru yoyse b'nyoni histaklus. That there's a bigger chumra la'alocha. No musr. La'alocha. There's a bigger chumra by histaklus. Mikol yisur shemetayra. Af b'loy efshir. Even where it's not possible to avoid it. V'loy mechaveh. U'kinyin shambu b'brachas. Achure Ari, Lachure Isha, Pogi Isha Bederech, Rotzacharel, Mesakal, it's Stodim. That's a Gemara in Brochus. Okay, it's a hard Gemara to translate. It's better to walk behind a lion than behind a woman. If you meet an Isha in the Derech, Rotzacharel, Mesakal, it's Stodim, run away to the side. Umashma, Midibri Achroinim, Bevan Ezer, we'll see this in a moment. They are filu less like dakachrina. You have no other way to go. You don't want to look. Osru chazal. Chazal still said it's osur. No, osru chazal. We're gonna focus on that word in a moment. The seduction of the yetzer. The gamlaz habriya ismoid. Okay, now, here's a halacha. A shaila halacha by the Ridvaz. Unbelievable. Several hundred years ago. Shalta mimeni odi achadaiti. You want to know what I hold? B'mashe omru achari ariv le'achari isha. The Gemara says achari ariv le'achari isha. M'leig din zeh barotzas alodha. What about Nar lands? Sha'anoshim holchois mechusois. Who asked that question in the beginning? Somebody asked the question, if the women are uncovered or not by the kvisa. Whoever asked the question... The women walk, they're completely covered. From the bottom of their feet to their head. Nothing is uncovered that anybody can stare at. So maybe the Gemara that says, Acharei Ariv, Lacharisha, doesn't apply. That's the Shaila. What a Shaila. That's the Shaila. Should be Mutter. Tshuva. No, there's no such thing. All women are equal. The call him a kaimai shavim. And all places are equal. All places, all times. Vesu the enatami shim shim estakel ba makam amagula. It's not because you're going to stare at a place that's uncovered. The makam achamru call him estakel ba keva shalisha. Stare at the heel, kill him estakel makam atarfa. El ikar hatam hu mibnei shi yavo li day hiru. This activity of walking behind a woman is going to bring a person to hear her. By the movements of her body, even though she's covered, yavoli de hearer will bring a person to think about the woman. In the time of Chazal, the women walked around covered. Chazal said it's awesome. And then Ravarai, it says Achra Yishtai also Leilich. It's your own wife. Vimi Shum Layir Dov Magula Mabakach. Elevada Iker time of Neyahiru. Ubi Yishtai Nami Iker here. What should a person do? He finds himself behind a woman, what should he do? Yemaher lagdima, or yestalik letzadim, kidesh layelech achareha mamish. He should either quickly walk in front of her or walk to the sides. Okay, everybody say, if anybody's thinking of the question, you can ask it now. Akalai asks the question if you don't want to, because there's some Zalman asks the question. What are we going to do nowadays? You walk outside, you're walking behind a woman. So what you do? Walk to the side, you walk behind a different woman. You're going to walk in the airport. Don't walk behind a woman. Where are you going to walk? Hook onto a drone and fly down the hall in the airport. What are you going to do? There's no way to walk. Nothing to do. Okay, so we're not talking about that then, obviously. But we are talking about the fact that if you are in such a position, it still gives you no head to the stare at the woman who's walking in front of you. Okay, it's much harder. It's much harder. How do you do that? It's much harder. Then he said like this. It's not enough with Dalet Amos to Saif Saif, Haru Mechavin Kinegd. Ay, frek the Radvaz, Yim Toimar, is it better from what it says in the first parak of Sechus of Eid Zora? Hachi be'Allah derchez uzoina, al the carve a pesa basis over the Kerchov, Mekam Amrachiz, Dalet Amos. If there's a Zoina walking there, stay away only 4 Amos. So what does it mean now you can't walk behind a woman? If a Zoyna is walking in front of you, you can't be Dalet Amos anywhere near on any side of her. To walk behind a woman, any woman is Asr. To walk on the side or anywhere near a woman, if she's a Zoyna, you have to be away from her Dalet Amos. Okay, now, say like this. Skip down to where it's underlined here. I will alecha sacharea filu chutz al dalaramas also lefisha adav bara sheyavle they hear by a zayin. Vegeder bara vegeder adav who kol shu meruchah mimena. If anybody's far away from a woman that he's not going to recognize that she's a woman, sheino makir mavchin biluchay, he can't tell her movements ubatino sela. Then it's mutter. I will kol shu mavchin veroya hilucha. Anybody can walk behind her utinu asevera aser. You should quickly go in front of her, even though you walk within 4 amos of her, because by a woman it's mutter, she's not a zayna. And if you can't do that, force yourself and wait move away, force yourself. Yanis Atma Kirikasivna Lazel Basra, don't go behind her. Vimi Efsha Biyachan Mikolela, if all these are impossible, Vimala Dvar Mitzvah, he's running to Shul. Vimis Akev, and if he stops Yavo Ben Mitzvah, he'll lose the Mitzvah. Yitoka Eino Bekaka, stick your eyes, so to speak, into the ground. Vielech Velo Yagbiya Menakark. Okay. Okay, Rabbi, so here we are. We have a Gemara in Pesachim, we have a Gemara in Avodah Zarah, and now we have a Ridvaz. A Radvaz, excuse me. I'd like to explain something here, which I think is very fundamental. From here, we're going to go into the end of this year and talk a little bit Lamaisa. Chabad Chaim tells us that the Yisoid is that all Isurim in the Torah, when a person is not Mechavein, it's Mutter, even if there's another way to go. That's why all Isurim in the Torah, including Avodah Zarah. But by Arayis is Bochum. And by Arayis, because of the Gemara in Brachas, you can't go behind a woman. Well, Lefikach, what should you do? By Arayis, it's Meshuna from all other Yisurim. I have a question for you, Rabbi Yisai. After the Chofetz Chaim. In the Gemara in Bava Basra, when it says, the man is walking in a case where it's no other way to walk, it says it's a nice thing to be Eitzameinov. What do you mean it's a nice thing to be Eitzameinov? The Gemara in Brachis and the Ravaz says not a nice thing to be Eitzameinov, you must be Eitzameinov. Okay, here are the facts right now. So I meant with sensitivity. Here's the facts right now with sensitivity. Chazal, Beruach Kodshim, understood the psychological makeup of a human being better than any psychologist in the history of the world. And they are telling us the following. If we're dealing with Avodah Zarah, then a person can deal with it. Person can deal with it. It's possible to deal with it. Any other issa, a person can deal with it. If it's loy efshur or efshur, as long as you're not mechaven, it's okay. When it comes to arayas, it's a very difficult type for men. Very difficult type. And therefore, since it's so difficult, the halacha is that even when it's loy efshur and you're loy mechaven, there's still an inyan of closing your eyes. And when it's efshur, then you shouldn't go that way, even if you do close your eyes. But that is something else. That's all talking about when a person's walking on the riverbank. He's walking on the riverbank, and there's a woman over here, and she's washing. He's going to turn to look at her. He's going to see a peripheral vision. So the halacha is that if there is a dak achrina, don't go in that way because you may not close your eyes. And if you're a rasha, even if you do close your eyes, you're a rasha. If there's no other way to go, then you're an oinus, but you should close your eyes. That's only when the woman's on the side and you're walking, and she's going to disappear soon because you're walking. But if you are walking behind the woman, and what happens when you're walking behind the woman is, with your vision, you're staring right into the woman, and you're continuously staring into the woman because you're walking, and she's a little ahead of you, and that Chazal said that's a different gather. That's a different gather. That's not the Gemara Bava Basra. That's worse than the Gemara Bava Basra. Get out of there. Don't tell me about yesh dakachrina, ain't dakachrina, oitzameinov, not oitzameinov. Get out of there. Get out of there. You can't get out of there. You can't get out of there. You got a problem because you can't get out of there. You're running to a bar mitzvah. Then do what you got to do in the best way possible. Stick your eyes into the ground and run like a madman. Pardon the words. And run to get out of there. That's not the Gemara Bava Basra. The Gemara Bava Basra is you're walking and here's the river. You're walking. It's not a good situation. It's... Yesh dakachrina, you're a rasha even if you close your eyes. Ain dakachrina, you got a din of an einus, but you should still close your eyes as the pasuk says in Yeshaya. But Chazal then said a different din. Lo yachareisha, because you're going to start staring at the woman. And even if she's completely covered, you're going to start staring at the woman. That's through Osela. Rabbi, I'm repeating something. I didn't say any musa here. I'm quoting halacha. It's all for the Chofetz Chaim. Quoting a Tshuva Shradvaz. So that's a chiluk. It's an unbelievable chiluk. Kvisa is different than Achureisha. And that's why Arayas is different than everything else. It's Meshunam and Akol. Meshunam and Akol. I heard a Meir de Gavart from Rav Shadron. I want to hear Mary the Gavar from Rosh Hashanah. We don't wear. Some people do wear nowadays, right? But Tchelos on Tzitzis, right? Tchelos on Tzitzis. Let's say, Tchelos doima what? Liyam. Yam doima what? Lurikia. If somebody comes to his Rebbe and says, Rebbe, I understand. I can stare at blue all day in my Tzitzis. I don't see the Yam. If I look at the Yam, I don't see the Rikia. I don't know what Chazal is talking about. Now, he's talking through Rosh Hashanah here, right? So Shadron said like this. You know, there's another halach in Chazal and in Shulchan Aruch. You're not allowed to stare at the big dates of Einim of an Isha. You can't stare at the clothing of a woman. Do you have a problem understanding that? Does your imagination have any problem? If you walk by a place and the women's clothing are displayed. No women, just the clothing. Any of you have a problem with their imagination? No problem with imagination. Of course, your imagination works. It just depends on what it works with. We have imaginations, and those imaginations work. It's a Mari de Gavart. Okay, so you get your imagination to work for Ruchnias also. You know, right now we know where the imagination works. Okay, now, I'd like to ask the following question, obviously. This is a scary question. Scary question, but I want to ask it. You know, I know a very chashuv kollel, and what happens in the kollel is like this. Every person who's accepted to the kollel is told the following. You are the Rosh Yeshiva and the Mashiach of your own kollel. Your kollel consists of you. And you decide. This is the salary you get. If you want to take off, you decide. If it's a good reason to take off, fine. Not a reason, good reason, it's your decision. You don't have to ask anybody, you get the check. And as a matter of fact, all the checks are written blank. Checks are written blank. Here's your salary. You do what you want. Finished. person has a device. On this device, there are pop-ups. On this device, there are Instagrams. Now, is it possible not to see the pictures that come up? Is that a possibility? Not to see the pictures that come up when the pictures come up? Is it a possibility not to see the pictures that come up? I can't say it's a possibility not to see them. Maybe a person can be gewaltic and turn away as soon as they pop up. But they pop up. Unexpectedly. They pop up unexpectedly. And don't say that they're goyim or they're only pictures. There's no chilek when it comes to Ahura. Maybe a chilek, maybe when it comes to Kriya Shema, but there's no chilek when it comes to Ahura. I'm asking a question. And here's the Shiloh. Okay, we're talking now for an hour and whatever it is, 55 minutes. I'm asking a question. Is this in the Shiloh of Daka Achrina? That's my Shiloh. That's my Shiloh. That's my halakhic Shiloh. I'm asking you a question, a very serious question. Name of the shiur is Technology and Halacha, how can we live with it? What's the Halacha? Okay, person says, I have to live with it. I have to live with it. This is not a Musa Shmuz. I'm telling you again, learning the Halacha. Person says, I have to live with it. Okay, fine. So I'm asking you a question. What does that mean? Are you passing you're in a matzav of Daka Achrina? Or Aimba Daka Achrina? Now let's say you want a paskin. I have no other way. There's no other derech for me. Ein boy dak achrina. Ein boy dak achrina. Now answer the next question. Ein boy dak achrina. No dak achrina. Are you in the Gemara of Basra? Or are you in the Ridvaz and Brochus? Where are you? Not you. Where is the person? Where's the person? So, this Ladias Daiti is the Shiloh. This is the Shiloh Lahalocha. This is not a Musa Shiloh, this is not a Musa Shmuz, and it's not a Musa Shir. I'm asking you a Shiloh Lahalocha. There's a Gemara in Psachim, there's a Gemara of Basra, and there's a Gemara in Brochus. I'm going to ask you another Shiloh. This Shiloh has plagued me all the time. I'm asking you a very serious Shiloh Lahalocha. I always bothered by it. I never saw anybody write anything about it. If a person's dying, do you call Atzala? You call Atzala? Avadi, you call Atzala. Three guys jump into cars, ambulances, two people are on the phone. Everybody's doing it. Finish, out, save a life. Did you ever see anybody talk about the Shiloh of, in the Lower East Side of New York, people didn't have what to eat? I never saw anybody say it's mutter to work on Shabbos. I never saw one place say, why not? It always bothered me, why not? What's up, shot? We don't even, Baruch Hashem, we do not know what it means. We may have an 8-year-old or an 18-year-old child who looks at the fridge that's packed from top to the bottom and looks in the cabinet that's packed from top to the bottom and there's nothing to eat, I'm going to die of starvation. Baruch Leib Steinman and his wife and kids ate, what are those things called? I forgot what they're called. That vegetable, for a month, they eat the same vegetable. What's it called?
Eggplant.
What?
Eggplant.
Eggplant, yes. Baruch Leib Steinman and his family ate eggplant for a month. Breakfast, lunch, and supper. That's all. His wife made a joke once that my husband knew how to make eggplant taste differently. Okay, fine. I bring out the point, Rabbi Say. I understand. People were starving. They were starving. They were starving. You don't mean to starve. I just read. There are Schwab's that's all said on himself. In World War I, in Germany, they rationed food. Every family member got one loaf of bread a week. The bread was brown bread. It was made from brown flour with potato peels. And he said it was horrible. No one would ever eat it in a million years. His mother sliced him a slice of bread and she gave it to him. And he ate it. And he finished it and said, I'm hungry. And his mother turned to him, looked him in the eye and said, you're not hungry. And then she turned around and she didn't see that he was watching him. He said, and she cried. A tear came out of her eye and dropped on his bread and made an indentation on his bread. That was his mother's tzitzkus. She was telling him, you're not hungry, when she knew he was starving. Okay, that's starving. And nobody ever said that you can go work on Shabbos. Okay, so a lot of answers to this question. A lot of answers to this question why you can't work on Shabbos. Okay, now I understand, Rabbi Yisai. Believe me, I've been involved in this sugya for at least 6 months. I'm not telling you 24-7, but I'm telling you a lot of hours every week for the last 6 months minimum. And a person says, I can't work without an unfiltered device in my pocket. I'm not passing any shilas for anybody. I am just empowering people to pass in their own shilas. I'm asking a shayla. Is it yesh by dak achrina? Ein by dak achrina. What does a person do with pop-ups? What does a person do with Instagrams? What does a person do with WhatsApps? What does a person do with YouTubes? What does a person do with anything, instant messages, people sending people, all the things all the time? What do you do with those things? What do you do with those things? My question is, it's aim by dak achrina? Okay. You're in aim by dak achrina land. That, you paskin for yourself, aim by dak achrina. Now what do you do about that? It's aim by dak achrina, now what do you do? And even if it's aim by dak achrina, are you in the matzav of the Gemara in Brachas? Aim by dak achrina in the Gemara in Baba Basra, so oynes rachmana patre, you should still close your eyes. But even if you tell me that's only a chosid, good, but what do you do with the Gemara in Brachas? Where are you holding when there's a picture on a machine in front of you? Where is a person holding with that picture? Is it doima to kvisa? Or is it doima to achrayisha? That's my shayla. What is it? Who? Oh? Why not kvisa? Because it disappears after a second. It depends if you make it disappear or not. And what happens if it comes up a second later, another image? How many images come up on the machine in a regular day? I don't want to put Josh Rubin on the spot over here. He's not going to answer the question. What? Okay, fine. Now you have a good shayla. That's a very good shayla. I ask that shayla to myself all the time. When should I go to the airport? What should I go to the airport? When should I go to the airport? When should I go to the airport? When should I go to the airport? They just had a rule now. There was a ruling in El Al. If a person makes a tzimis, and I've been against that many times. A person makes a tumul on a plane, a person makes a tumul, they take him off. They take him off. I'm not getting into the whole policy. I've seen plenty of people make a chil Hashem on the plane. Okay, but I'm asking you a question. I've been on planes. I fly a lot. I've been on a plane. People are not dressed anymore. And people take up a third or a quarter or a half of the seat that they're sitting next to because they weigh too much. I wrote a letter to American Airlines. I mean, they sent me 5,000 miles. Okay, great. But I wrote a letter to them. So what's the head to... What are you doing to me? I bought a seat. I didn't have my seat. Sometimes you don't know until you sit down. Person gets on last minute. You're stuck. Okay, I'm not... It's a shot. I'm asking you the question. I'm not even telling you to answer me. I'm asking the question because I feel that that's a question that every person has to ask. What's the maisa? What's the maisa? Where are we holding? Are we holding in Pesachim? Are we holding in Baba Basra? Are we holding in Brachas? That's the shayla. And you can't go to the next year. The next year is, how can we live without it? What's the halacha? That will wait for the next year. How can we live without it? The first year is, how can we live with it? And the answer is, make your own decisions. I'm just coming here to inform people, I did not say one word of Musa. Except for John's line, I didn't say one word of Musa. It's all a shayla halacha. What's the din halacha? What's it in Allah? And believe me, there's plenty of Musa to say. So,
what exactly are the Gedarim to Paskin?
What exactly are us? And now you're asking your Shaila. Okay, so either... I didn't say you're all supposed to Paskin. I said, I'm just telling everybody, if you want to ask somebody a Shaila, go right ahead. That's a good Shaila. That's a good Shaila. If you feel you can answer the Shaila, good. You want to know what gives you the ability to answer the Shaila, maybe that goof is a Shaila. I just said that there are shilas out here. And these are real shilas. And it can't be just I'm a flick with it's impossible to live without it. Okay. You know, okay. Now, it's impossible to live without it, so go figure out the Gedarim Vayta. Go figure out the Gedara Vayter. And that's a very serious shaila. That's a very serious shaila. You know, I want to tell you something that I tell you, I'm very involved in this. Can't live without it. 7 years ago, or eight, I don't remember how many years ago it was, the Rav Matasyo Shlita should be zeicha to a Fu Shleim Yisrael. Everybody knows he was Moisa Nefesh Ad Viad Bechlal to work on City Field. You know, I was, whatever, I was involved. Let's leave it like that. You know that in City Field, the term smartphone was not in the lexicon? I'm talking 7 years ago. No one had a smartphone. BlackBerry was the most that anybody had. So how can you tell me that it's impossible to live? I understand. You're going to tell me, you know, I'm not in an office setting. I'm not in an office environment. I don't know what it means. Okay, fine. I hear. I've spoken to many people I hear, but I'm just asking a serious issue. You're going to tell me it's also possible, as I said last week in Shul, it's possible to live without air conditioning. Oh, Raya, that we, most of, many people in this room grew up without air conditioning, and we all lived. Baruch Hashem, maybe it's still comfortable. Fine. Nechmas. I didn't say that there's not what to gain and not what to have, and there aren't very serious ways. Ways is not a mila. How did anybody live before ways? I have no idea. How did anybody live before ways? Can't understand how we live before ways. I lemaisa, we live before ways. People live with maps, yeah. Sometimes people miss their flights. Again, this year, sometimes people miss their flights with ways.
People don't know how to
Yeah, that's not the worst problem in the world, but you're right. I agree with you. All right. I'm making any articles. I'm just making mention of a shaila. What's called Ein Boi Dak Achrina? What's called Yesh Boi Dak Achrina? That's my shaila. This is the shir. This is the halacha shir. Three gemaras. Chavetz Chaim puts them all together. He's not putting it together about smartphones. He's putting it together about Lashon Hara and putting together the answer to the Rav Asher. So we're talking the Maisa. We're talking the Maisa. That's all. Yes. Oh. Okay, so I'm willing to take any question anybody wants to ask. I don't know if anybody wants to ask a question because we're on Torah any time. We will be. Okay, fine. So maybe we can turn it off now and people can ask questions. So let's turn it off. We say goodbye to Torah any time so people can ask questions. Okay, go ahead. You can, what do I do with this? Thank you very much. Thank you. Okay, if anybody wants to answer any questions, anybody can ask. Anybody else want, we can end. Whatever you want to do. Yes?
Is one of the factors the amount of positivity that's possible to be gained from any of this stuff? Like whatever gather. Is that a factor in cold, indirect, because?
No, I don't believe that's a factor at all. The only thing I believe is a factor is if a person's going to have a shot with Parnosa. I don't believe anything else is a factor.
Is the shorter way a factor than was it mentioned before?
Long way, shorter way would be a factor if it impacts Parnassa. If it impacts Parnassa, then you have zero shaila. If a person has no Parnassa, and a person gets a job, and the office tells him, the boss tells him, you want a job in this place, we'll give you a job, only if you have a smartphone unfiltered. You have to be on call 24/6, and you have to be able to get whatever I tell you to get, and I can't have a filtered phone. Okay, good. So I know somebody who had such a shaila. He didn't have Parnassa. He was offered a job, and that's why they offered him the job. That was the condition of the job. Okay, good. So it's a serious shot. Serious shot. Yes?
Are we going to say that anything short of starvation is
Nikodakakrima? No, I'm not saying no. I did not say anything short of starvation. I only brought starvation in as something to look at. I did not say starvation. Yeah, okay, good. That's true. There's Parnassa. That's correct. Listen, I want to tell you something. I want to tell you something. A Rebbe of mine had a friend who was working for a living. He was making a nice living. Talking now about 35 years ago. Making a nice living. And he stopped working every day at 3 o'clock, and he learned every day from 3 to 6. Had to say it every day from 3 to 6. He was offered a job which he would have made another $50,000 a year. But he had to give up learning from 3 to 6. So what is that? What is that shaila? What is that? That's a shaila. As I told everybody recently, my father, Shalom, was a Gevaldik Rebbe. He was a Rebbe in Yankiv Yosef. In the afternoon, he was a Rebbe in a Talmud Torah. And then he was offered a third job to be a Rebbe in a Talmud Torah in the Bronx, which went, I think they taught from, I don't know, 8 to 8, I don't know what it was, a few hours at night. And he got home at between 10:30 and 11 o'clock at night, and he made $3,000 a year in that job, and our rent was $70 a month. So make the cheshbon, $3,000 is a lot of money. A lot of money. And he gave it up because he was not able to do homework with me when I was in second grade. I did not know this story until I was in my 20s. My mother told me this story. My father never told me this story. My mother told me this story. So, well, what is that? That's a question if a person... I'm saying... That's correct. And I'm saying the Shiloh is, well, you may not be facing an Isser. That's the Shiloh. If it's Avoy Dak Achrina, then it's you're an Oinus and it's Mutter. Are you gonna be behind an Isha? Then it's Osir and you gotta run. So you gotta figure out a way to run. So I'm presenting. I'm not answering. I'm presenting. And now you want to ask a question, so what does that mean? So sit down with a Rav and figure out what it means. Or sit down with your wife and figure out what it means. Or sit down by yourself and figure out what it means. But this is a Shiloh. That's what I'm saying. This is a Shiloh. It's not a flippant thing to say, I need it, I can't live without it, I have to have it. Well, okay, who says? Who says?
I'm just wondering, is there such a thing as have to have it? There is no such thing, because you can live on potato skins, and then no one has to have it.
Okay, nobody's asking. That's a very good question. I'm telling you again, that's a very good question. Very good question. 25 years ago, I flew to New York for a meeting of Rabbanim. There were 70 Rabbanim in a shul in Flatbush, and Novominsk ever got up to speak. It was about the Internet. It's about the Internet. And somebody got up and said to the Minsk Rebbe, this is, I'm telling you again, 25 years ago. And somebody got up to the Minsk and said, why do we need it? Let's all go back to being shoemakers. The Minsk Rebbe said, it's not Nogea. It's not Nogea. Not Nogea. You want to know why it's not Nogea? Because it's, sometimes it's just, it's not Nogea. Now, you want to know, as I said before, would that be a Mata for Chilul Shabbos? No, it's not a Mata for Chilul Shabbos. So what is it a Mata for? That's a very good Shiloh. That's a very good child. What is it a matter for? That's a great child. It's a great child. What is it a matter for? Okay, so with that you have to start to make a cheshbon nefesh. But it's a serious child. It's a serious child. It's a real serious child. What am I? Where am I? Who am I? I'm not pressing my buttons. I'm not letting my buttons get pressed over here. I got plenty to say, kids, this, that. I'm not saying. This is a child. Just because I'm making parnassos, you're right. Maybe I should take a $10,000 cut a year. Maybe I should take a $20,000 cut a year. Maybe I should take a $50,000 cut a year. I don't know. That everybody has to sit down and figure out the Shiloh.
Nobody should be in care of them. Like in care of today, with college campuses, you need to be on WhatsApp. You need to be contacted with these people. That's not parnassa, but that's called. That is
an absolutely great question. It's a Moira Dika Shiloh. It's a Moira Dika Shiloh. Moira Dika Shiloh. It's a Moira Dika Shiloh. You allowed to do Kiev on the beach? I'm asking you a question. See, I mean, it'd be a serious question. There are hundreds of Jews on the beach. Can you go onto the beach to do Kiruv?
Are college campuses today better than beaches?
That's a good question.
You want to be a doctor?
That's also a good question. The doctor is discussed in halacha why you're allowed to be a doctor. That's a good shaila. Many tshuvas have written about that. And everybody matters is a man being a gynecologist. Gynecologist? What? Okay, so look up the Nishmas Avram. He talks about it in great depth. In great depth. Now you want to know, I'm asking you, can you do Kiruv on a beach? Everybody's going to say no. Okay, so where's together? Where's together? Good. That's a good shot. Go. That's why they have conventions. That's why Kiruv people have conventions and they ask Gedolim the Shiloh. Good. That's. I'm not a Gedolim. It's not a Kiruv convention, but it's a very good Shiloh. It's a very, very good Shiloh.
The beach is not the only place to do Kiruv.
I didn't say that. I said nobody's going to say you can go onto a beach to do Kiruv, right? Okay, good. So now you have to know when you do Kiruv with somebody who's Kamat. Dressed like they're on a beach. So what do you do with it? Okay, good.
My whole summer's like that.
Huh?
My whole summer's like that.
Whole what?
My whole summer is like that. Everybody comes in the clinic, they're barely dressed.
Okay. That's okay, good. So that's the show. That's the show. On the other side of that wall, we have a vod that meets on Thursday night. I said we may not meet tonight. I'm not sure because we're going to have Meyer, maybe too late. But on the side of that wall, we worked on Histoklus for 15 years, every Thursday night. Okay, good. It's a big show. Very big shiloh. What are you supposed to do when you go into a meeting? You don't need the internet. You can go into a meeting with somebody else who's Yes. Last shiloh. Go ahead.
Shavuos and Shavuos night, you made a distinction between the big impact on me between how what's pornography according to the rest of the world and what's pornography in halacha.
Correct.
You didn't mention that now.
I didn't mention it now because I mentioned that in the second shiur. Right. You got to get to the second shiur. Second shiur is going to talk about, I'll tell you right now, next week's shiur is going to talk about Ramesh has several tshuvas about going to work in the New York subway. It's not a joke. I'll tell you what Rav Moshe talks about. Just you should know what we're getting into here. You're going to go to work on the New York subway. Anybody ever been in New York subway during rush hour? Okay. You are pushed and pressed up against another woman's body. This is a serious shot. This is printed in Igros Moshe. It's not a Musa say, but again, Shalom Aloha. You ought to go to work. Aye, what's going to be? Okay, good. So we'll go next week and we'll go through the Shilohs. And those are real Shilohs. This is the Hagdama. Adkan Hagdama. What are we going to do? How are we going to answer the Shilohs? Rabbi, I want to end by just saying, not Advar Musa, just saying Advar Chizuk. If we come together to discuss this L'Shem Shemayim, we have a better chance of being Matzliach. We should all be Zeicher to be Matzliach. Thank you all for coming. Kol Tov, Rabbi Yisrael.